You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, knowing how to pose in a photograph is hard. For me anyway, but a local photographer will give us some advice and tricks to make it easier to get good pictures at our summer get-togethers. Now, people in Wisconsin will continue to receive additional federal unemployment benefits. Republicans passed a bill last month that would have pulled the state out of that federal program. It was vetoed by Governor Evers. He said that people who lost their jobs during the pandemic needed the extra $300 in assistance. Yesterday, Assembly Republicans attempted to override Evers' veto, but came up short. More than 24 states have already passed legislation to end the enhanced aid ahead of schedule. For everyone else, the program is scheduled to expire in September. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you feel about the bonus federal assistance for people who are unemployed? Do you see it as a lifeline for people who lost their jobs during the pandemic? Or do the payments make it too easy to stay unemployed? If you've been out of work, what do those extra $300 a week mean to you? What do you want to see Wisconsin do? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll find out what's going on in other states in just a bit. First, let's talk about Wisconsin. Laurel White, it was Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I summed up the saga of this effort to end these benefits in Wisconsin. Can you tell us a little more about what this bill would have done?
So the bill, as you mentioned, would have ended that $300 in additional federal aid for unemployment recipients. It also would have taken some power away from the State Department of Workforce Development to impose work search requirements or waive those work search requirements during the COVID-19 pandemic or related public health emergencies. That's another thing that kind of Republicans and Democrats have clashed about throughout the pandemic.
How much total assistance are out-of-work people in Wisconsin getting when you combine state and federal benefits?
So that's a great question. According to the State Department of Workforce Development, the absolute maximum that you can get in state support in Wisconsin is $370 a week. And that's based on how much money you were making when you were employed. So you have to hit certainly a certain income threshold to get that 370. Folks who make less are going to get less in state support. So the absolute max with the additional 300 from the federal government would be $670 a week.
What did Republicans say about why they wanted to end this program?
Well, this has been a consistent argument from Republicans for at least the past several weeks, if not months. They just say that this money is basically too much, that it's kind of a disincentive for folks to look for work. We actually heard Assembly Speaker Robin Voss reiterating that and kind of alluding to previous federal aid that was even more than the 300 we're seeing now.
A year ago, we'd paid people $1,000 a week not to work, where over half of the folks who collected those benefits earned more not working than they did working. That is a crazy idea.
What do we hear from Democrats in the legislature in response to that argument?
Well, Democrats obviously have been pushing back on that Republican argument. No Democrats joined Republicans in this attempted veto override earlier this week. They have a variety of arguments. They say, you know, there are other barriers to people joining the workforce than additional money from the federal government. They cite things like childcare challenges. Finding care is even more difficult now because some of the changes that, providers went through during the pandemic. They talk about transportation obstacles. They talk about people not being able to find a good fit for them. Maybe they were laid off during the pandemic and they can't find a job that, requires similar skills or abilities. So that's a big part of it. But they do also talk about wages just having been too low in Wisconsin for a long time. You know, our minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. And that was something that Representative Francesca Hong, who represents Madison in the state assembly, talked about on the floor Tuesday.
We have had a low-wage crisis for decades. If people are making more on unemployment, that's on us. That's not on them.
So we had this attempt to override the governor's veto. It fell short. Does that mean, in effect, Laurel, this is a done deal until the federal program, the enhanced benefits, expire in September?
Yeah, essentially that's what that means. So, you know, the state of Wisconsin is going to continue receiving and giving out these benefits for the next month or so. I believe the federal aid expires in early September, like you mentioned. So this was kind of the last line of attack, I guess you could call it, by Republicans who have really opposed this money coming into the state.
Laurel, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us again.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Laurel White is WPR's state government reporter. We talked to her about the state assembly's attempt to override Governor Evers' veto of a bill that would have blocked additional federal unemployment aid. The effort failed yesterday, so that unemployment enhancer will continue, as we heard, into September. Some states are planning, though, to cut off this federal assistance ahead of schedule. Some have already done so. Heather Long joins us now, economics correspondent at The Washington Post. Heather, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Heather, as you just heard, here in Wisconsin, it looks like these benefits will ride out until the original end date. What are we seeing around the country?
Well, there's certainly been an aggressive push around the country to roll these benefits back early in particularly Republican-led states. So in June, we saw 20 states, all with Republican governors, who cut those federal benefits. So that extra $300 you were talking about is no longer in place in those states. Basically, that cuts the funding in half for most unemployed people, where the average was about $600 with the extra money. Now the average is about $300 a week. The other key one, though, that people forget in this discussion is many states also rolled back the unemployment aid for gig workers and the self-employed. And that means they get nothing now. So that's where the people who tend to be hurt the most by this policy.
For that $300 enhancer, you wrote in a recent piece that economists are looking at this and seeing kind of a natural experiment. Some states still have the enhanced benefits, some don't. And the big question is, does that affect hiring? When you cut those benefits, do people go back to work? We're a lot to untangle there, but what do we know so far?
Here's what we know so far, and the key emphasis is obviously so far. These new policies have only been in place for a few weeks. Two things are standing out so far from the data. Number one is there has not been a huge hiring boom in those states that have rolled it back so far. But, and what's interesting, what we wrote about, early data suggests an interesting trend happening in those states. The ones like Missouri that did roll that money back in June, they are seeing more hiring of people in over 25. So these are workers in their 30s and their 40s and their 50s. So more experienced workers do appear to be coming back into the labor force. At the same time, though, hiring was dropping for teenagers in those states. So basically, what happened is more hiring of experienced workers, less hiring of teenagers. So that's why overall you aren't seeing, you know, some big hiring boom, but you are seeing a difference in who's getting hired after this policy change.
And part of that is, if I'm reading your piece right, because of how teenagers go into the unemployment system. If I'm a teen, I haven't worked a lot, I'm not necessarily eligible for any or all of available unemployment compensation. Is that right?
That's right. And that's why we've seen this teen hiring boom across the country this summer. The teen unemployment rate is at the lowest level since about the 1950s. It's been this huge surge across the nation in teens going to work. And I interviewed a bunch of restaurant owners who said, you know, I used to never even look at anybody who was under age 18, and I preferred them to be 21 or up, particularly if it's a restaurant that involves alcohol. But they said, you know, this summer, I couldn't find the workers I needed. I gave some of these 15, 16, 17-year-olds a chance, and generally they've turned out to be great workers. The problem, of course, is as fall school starts again and they have to go back, they generally have to reduce their hours. So that's making a lot of restaurants and other businesses nervous again.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Andrew is with us in Whitewater. Andrew, hi.
Hi. I just had a quick comment regarding the unemployment benefits in combination with the child tax credit and other programs that the federal government's doing right now. Firstly, I think that adding the extra funds that people can get on a weekly basis is definitely hindering hiring. I'm in manufacturing, and we're trying to outsource our hiring to staffing agencies because we're having trouble filling positions, and they too are seeing issues with it. Secondly, if you've got this additional child tax credit where people have children at home, they can get an additional, I want to say it's $300 a week or a month. I may be mixing that up. You've got all this additional money. It might make people feel good at the moment. The problem is going to be, as long as the Federal Reserve is continuing to print money and run up the national debt, it might feel good right now to have that extra cash coming in, but when people realize that the value of the dollar has been totally debased and they can't buy anything with that dollar, that's when everything is going to really hit hard, and that's what people need to be aware of, is the massive wave of inflation that's going to come up here shortly.
Andrew, thanks a lot for calling. Couple big points there, Heather. First of all, Andrew's saying his workplace having a hard time finding employees. Whatever the reason for that is, that's a pretty common story, right? We're seeing a lot of businesses, especially some of the restaurants you talk to, having trouble finding workers. Is Andrew seeing something that's out there?
Yeah, obviously, this is definitely a massive issue in the United States right now. We have a record number of job openings, and we have almost as many unemployed people, but getting people into those jobs has been a challenge right now. I would point out, though, I speak to unemployed people pretty much every day and have for the past year and a half, and I would say the fairest way to say it is this. Are the unemployment benefits impacting a little bit? Are a factor? Yes, they are. And you heard the Fed Chair Jerome Powell say that today. But are they the biggest factor going on right now? Are they the pivotal factor? The answer to that is no. And, obviously there have been concerns about health and childcare, but the biggest one of all is people want flexibility. And if you look at the two industries having the hardest time hiring, it is manufacturing, like Andrew said, and restaurants. What is the key with those two? You can't do it from home. You have to be standing there in the factory or in the restaurant for hours upon hours. And a lot of people are not eager to return to that kind of work right now.
Thanks a lot for that call, Andrew. We're taking a look at states that have blocked enhanced federal unemployment boosts to their payments with Heather Long, economics correspondent at The Washington Post. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see these boosts to federal assistance come to an end, or do you want to see them go at least till the deadline in September? Have you relied on, or do you still rely on, the additional unemployment aid? Do you think it's a disincentive to work? If you are in a place where you have to hire people, what are you seeing? What's working? What's not? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk on additional federal unemployment benefits. Some states have ended those benefits ahead of schedule. Washington Post economics correspondent Heather Long stays with us, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about this boost in unemployment compensation? Do you think it's helping people who need it, or do you see it as a big disincentive to work, a little of both? Have you used it yourself? Call 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls now. Karen is with us in Osseo. Karen, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to bring up, Karen?
Well, I have been in and out of unemployment for the last 20 years because of my job situation. But I can guarantee that if the minimum wage is at $7.25, those people are not getting $370 a week from unemployment benefits. This is pushing the minimum wage to be higher, which I think is great, because no one can live on that, obviously. The other concern that I have is for my husband is self-employed, so he's on the PUA, and that's a totally different formula. So even though he makes $50 an hour and makes quite a bit of money a year, he gets $167 a week for unemployment, before the $300. So it doesn't always benefit everybody.
Karen, thanks a lot for sharing your experience. Heather, first of all, Karen saying, hey, maybe this is putting pressure on wages, whether to officially increase the minimum wage or it'll drive wages up. And you wrote about that recently, I think, Heather, about maybe wages going up in the country.
They are definitely going up, no doubt about it, across the board. It's been the past 3 months have seen some of the fastest wage growth since the early 1980s. It's been particularly high in, not surprisingly, the restaurant and hospitality sector, as they have the most job openings right now, and they have struggled the most to get workers back. They have obviously had, it's hard to find a restaurant that hasn't raised their pay or done a signing bonus or a referral bonus or something like this right now. And, I think it's such a, the caller, she brings such a good point that it's a really hard call for, if you're a governor right now, we've seen two things in the data so far when states roll back this unemployment money. You know, number one, a handful of more experienced workers come back in, particularly in the hospitality sector, and maybe that's something that you want to see. But at the flip side, you also see a lot more people reporting hardship paying bills. So you don't want to just cut people off overnight and have them unable to feed their families again. And so, you know, in the ideal world, you would do some sort of policy where it gradually rolls off. Okay, it's the $300 this week and next week, then it'll be $200 the first few weeks in August, and then it'll be $100 the last few weeks in August, and by September it'll be gone. So you're sort of telegraphing to people. But unfortunately, in this highly polarized climate we live in, it's sort of all or nothing right now.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Talking to Heather Long, economics correspondent at the Washington Post. Let's go back to your calls now. Mike is with us in St. Lawrence. Mike, hi.
Hey, guys. My question or comment is that I thought the child care tax credit was already in force. It was just an annual thing instead of a monthly benefit. And I just wanted clarification on that. I don't know if they raised it. Or if it, of course, the tax time, it depends on your income and whether you get a bonus, whether you get a check or whether you get it cut off your taxes. But I was just curious about that.
Mike, thanks for the call. Mike's referring to that new child tax credit. It is coming out, I believe, monthly. Heather, we've done segments on this. Correct me if I'm wrong. And this applies to a lot more people than the longer running child tax credit that our caller was referring to. Do I have that about right?
Yeah, you do. And just to clarify what he was asking, the amount did go up. So before, the maximum credit, which was changed in the 2017 Republican law, was $2,000, you know, per child for families up to, it's about $150,000 a year. Now that the credit has been expanded. So depending upon the age of the child, it could be worth $3,000 or even $3,500. So it's gone up. And as you were just saying, more families, particularly more low-income families, are now eligible for that full $3,000 amount because the tax credit is fully refundable. So that's why somebody is getting these checks for $250 a month per child for age 6 to 17 or $300 a month for, you know, children under six.
Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go now to John in Madeleine Island. John, hi.
Hello. I just wanted to bring up that I collect unemployment all this past spring and last year, and it has helped me immensely. Now, there are times when there's people that, when you collect unemployment, you have to go out and look for work if you are not working. So to say that people are just sitting around collecting this unemployment, that's kind of false. So even if you are working reduced hours, but you're still working. But if you're not working, you have to go out and look for work, at least 4 jobs a week. And it has to be provable that you did look for that work.
John, thanks a lot for that call. And Heather, you can't quit your job, I think, and get unemployment. You have to do job searches, though there have been waivers during the pandemic, some because of this. But it's not as easy as some people think. I think our caller is saying to collect unemployment. Do you want to talk about that?
Yep, exactly right what you've just said. And many, almost all states have now put back on that job search requirement that he was speaking about, where you it depends by state, but you have to show that you have searched or at least submitted applications, usually on one of these job sites like an Indeed.com or LinkedIn or something. And I will say, if you talk to recruiters, they will say sometimes they see a ghost, they call them ghost applications, where people are submitting applications, then when they call or text or email the person back, sometimes they won't, you know, they won't respond, or they'll say that I'm not actually interested in this job. So that, you know, that's where it's you get some of this imperfect situation where, again, can I find you someone who is staying on the sidelines and not working right now because of unemployment payments? Yes, I can. Is that the story for the bulk of Americans who are unemployed right now? No, I don't believe it is, from the data or the anecdotes. These other issues are definitely playing a huge role, including the biggest one of all. I wrote a column about it back in May that got millions of page views, really resonated with people. I called it the great reassessment of work in America. You know, this past year changed so many people, changed what you value in life, what you want to do with your life. And no, people are not rushing back to those retail or those lower end, some of the lower end restaurant jobs, because they want to try something different. And yes, the unemployment and the child tax credit is giving people a little bit more of a cushion to see if they can jump to what they hope is a better life career for them.
And I think we talked to you about that back in May. Heather, thanks for joining us. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks a lot.
That's Heather Long, economics correspondent at The Washington Post. We talked to her today about what's going on in states that blocked additional federal unemployment aid. Earlier, we talked to WPR state government reporter Laurel White about Governor Reaver's recent veto of a bill that would stop that assistance ahead of schedule. Assembly Republicans tried to override that veto yesterday, but came up short.